This is Dabu 7. We have reports out of Columbia, Tennessee, that a man has been arrested by the feds and charged with attempting to use what they're calling a weapon of mass destruction to destroy an energy facility inside of Tennessee. Now, as the details are coming out on this, they're saying that this Philippi was arrested, this 24-year-old Skyler Philippi, arrested by the feds after he was going to make a move to fly a drone with explosives on it into a facility. So they took him down right as he was getting ready to do this. But when you look into the details, here we go with all the red flags. A manifesto. And then you come to find out that there were feds next to him, undercover agents that are even in this image and their faces blacked out, that were with him the whole time. How much did they talk him into doing this? What kind of ideas were they putting in his head just so the feds could turn around and bust this guy and take credit for it in the end? It's pathetic, really. It's almost like they were there ushering him along. Why didn't they just take him down or check him in the beginning? But no, they let him go all this way so they could stack all these charges on him, in which they helped build. They literally put together the device that was going to explode, supposedly or allegedly, and gave it to him. Of course, they left out the explosive materials, but they made it all. They went right along with this whole thing. So at this point, they're saying it was targeting an energy facility. We have seen energy facilities in this country get targeted a record amount of times in the past several years. They've been shot at and all types of other stuff, vehicles driven into them, and you only got to take down a handful to cripple the grid. But I just want to put it out there for what it's worth. A lot of red flags connected to this one. Again, they're trying to say a manifesto. He's connected to white supremacy. All the tall tale signs here that they were involved heavily with this whole thing. And of course, with This Is the Latest, I'm going to leave a link. Join me on the live streams Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be covering all the latest events and a whole lot more. Hope to see you there. Much love.